Wyoming Heritage and Contemporary Values Project, Olive Deal, Torrington, Wyoming, interviewer Melanie Gustafson, October 13, 1979, tape 2.
Plain bread and a piece of cheese or something. And they was working real hard, and my husband came in one day and he says, "Mom, will you make a big kettle of..." We had canned beef or deer meat. And he said, "Cook that deer meat and make them a big kettle of noodles." And you know, when they brought that kettle back, George took it out to them, you could see where they'd take their bread and scraped every bit of it out. And then one of them told George to tell me it was Suprema.
How did you feel about that? The fact, did you feel that they were mistreated?
Well, I did when they didn't give them much to eat.
And you thought that was very unfair?
Yeah, when they was working. Some of them worked out in the beet fields and all they had was plain dry bread and cheese or something with it.
Did other women feel that way? Was there anyone?
I don't know if they did or not. I think some of them did. But I know, well, every noon I'd fix them something like that. One day I made a big pot of beans or something and the noodles again.
And you must not have had very much money in your own family.
No, we didn't.
Did it make you mad at the government?
No, it really didn't. I just thought it was one of them things that happened.
Mismanagement? That makes me mad at the government, mismanagement.
Yeah, they mismanaged quite a bit.
Did it ever worry you that they were German prisoners?
Mm-mm. No, my daughter had a little white rat terrier dog. And she just hated them guys. She wouldn't even let them get up close to her. I don't know why that was, but she liked everybody else, but them German prisoners, she just didn't have no use for them. I don't know if there was a different smell to them or what it was.
How old was she then?
The dog?
No.
Georgia?
Georgia.
Well, she wasn't in school yet. About probably 4 or 5 years old, something like that. Hmm. But it was her dog that didn't like
that. Yeah, right. How did you feel about having your daughter around them? Did that worry you?
No, they didn't. They just set out what was a fence around our pasture where I kept my cow. They'd set out on the other side of that because there's a tank and water out there where they could eat their dinner.
That's a lot of very close to home war work that you did.
Yeah.
How about other things? Did you do any other type? Like bake or roll bandages or anything like that?
No, no, I didn't do that. There's a lot of them did. I didn't belong to Red Cross, so I didn't.
How come?
I don't know why I didn't join. Mostly, I guess, because I had George at home. And I never believed in getting a babysitter.
What about the Methodist Women's Circle? Have you always been a member of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on they honored last winter the 50-year members or over. And I was over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 years, I haven't participated much in that because I had surgery 7 different times in less than 2.5 years. So pretty much in the shade most of the time.
Yeah. What about, what were some of the events that you would go on with the Women's Circle?
Oh, we just go to each other's homes and meet and have a meeting.
And what would you do at the meeting?
Well, we'd talk about different things that would help the church and things like that, mostly.
Did you talk about things that were going on in the community?
No, not too much. In our circle, we didn't. Just what, mostly about the church is what we done. Then we'd serve the different circles. We'd serve at weddings and funeral dinners. We always got funeral dinners. We still do. Even though I don't go, I tell them I can fix a covered dish and get it over there.
What about moral issues? Were there anything that your church circle felt that it had to take care of?
Well, there might be now, but I haven't been gone for, well, it must be 5 years since I haven't been gone.
Well, I'm talking about back.
Yeah. But I don't think we talked about, there wasn't so much moral problems then as there are now. Anyhow, I didn't hear about them, so.
Were there any women homesteading?
Yeah, my sister-in-law homesteaded.
By herself?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that? Why did she homestead by herself?
Well, she came down here and she got out of school up in South Dakota. She was my second teacher that I had here in Wyoming. She'd ride her old horse on Monday morning, and then she'd keep him there in the yard. And then she'd go home on Friday night because it was about 7 miles for a ride. And she'd take one of us girls home with her on Friday night, stay with her over the weekend. That was really fun.
Yeah. What were some of the things that you would do over the weekend?
Oh, she'd always have us make taffy or different things like that in the evening.
Was she concerned about your learning? Your schooling?
Oh, yeah.
Would she ever help you with that?
Yeah, she'd always help. And I was a kind of a nasty girl, I guess. If the kids would pick on my brother, some of the bigger boys would pick on my brother, I'd just get in a fight with them. I had to take my seat more times than I got to play at recess.
Why did she was a teacher then.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she decide to homestead instead of deciding to board out?
Well, I imagine she just wanted to make it her home. And she sold it when she moved out to Washington when the folks went out there.
Did she ever marry?
She married when she was 60, but she adopted 5 kids and raised them.
By herself?
Mm-hmm.
When did she start adopting?
Well, she adopted one of the triplets here before she went out there. One of them triplets that I told about my sister working there. She adopted one of them and she went out there to Washington. I don't know how she found out about a good school out there, and she went out there. Then there's 2 girls had babies and they didn't want them, so she adopted them about a couple of years apart.
Now, about what year did she start homesteading?
In 1915, because that's when I told him and her come down after this cow. And I told my aunt that's right. The guy I was going to marry.
And then what year did she adopt a child? Her first, one of the triplets.
It was probably in the early 20s when she died.
How did people feel about that?
Well, they thought it was pretty nice because the mother had died. The mother of the triplets had died. And the dad he wasn't all count.
Mm-hmm.
People would bring in food when his wife was sick. And he wouldn't stay home and eat with them. He'd go down to the cafe and eat. He wouldn't eat with the kids.
Mm. But how did, still, did people think that because she was adopting a child that she was going to get married?
No.
It was accepted that she could raise it?
Just accepted that she could raise
it. Did she keep up with teaching?
Yeah, she kept teaching, but she after her folks moved into town, well, she started teaching here in town, and Grandma took care of Jeannie till Daisy got home from her school in the evening. And then after she's out in Washington, she adopted these three girls and one boy out there.
Boy, that's amazing.
Yeah, and then she got married when she was 60.
Did you help her? I know she had her parents, but would you...
Well, she wasn't here long enough after she adopted Jeannie.
She went to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel?
Well, I thought it was pretty nice that she was doing that.
Uh-huh. Did you ever consider adopting other children?
No. We didn't. When she come back to visit one time, she wanted me to go with the orphanage down here. It was an orphanage then. She said, we'll go down and go through the orphanage. And when we got through, she says, well, which ones would you like to adopt? And I said, I wouldn't adopt one. I said, I've got my two kids. That's enough. If I hadn't had any, I'd adopted some.
Uh-huh.
But now I'd be afraid to adopt a baby.
Yeah, sure. Plus you have all those grandchildren.
Yeah, I haven't got any yet. Oh, I've got five. Leonard's two boys and George is three.
Right.
Did you see their pictures over there on the television?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Kathy was...
Now, wait a minute. Who are those standing up? Are those your grandchildren?
Yeah. They took the pictures and then put them on plywood and cut them out.
That's really neat.
It is. And I'll always know what they looked like when they was that age. Now, George's kids, the two, Dave and Kathy, were just a year old when them was taken.
Uh-huh.
And Steve was... He was too fat to stand up, so they put something up behind him so he could stand up. He was past a year old, and then Leonard's two boys, they was both 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
And they got the same suit on.
Right, that's cute.
Different ties, but the same suit. And then Wayne's wife is sitting down below him in the little picture. But I don't, he's been married 6 years now, and they don't have any youngsters, so I don't think I'm going to be a great-grandma.
Never know.
Yeah. Could be someday.
What about other women homesteaders? Were there others? Did you know any others?
Yeah, there's some. Oh, there's quite a bunch of them up north of us.
Uh-huh. Would you visit with them ever?
Sure. Yeah, we used to go to Burge for dances, and they'd be there at the dance.
And would they come by themselves or come in groups? And
I don't know just how they did get there. I imagine they came, a lot of them came horseback.
And your husband could dance with them? And
sure.
And... I really like that.
Yeah, then.
I just think that's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
What about sharing with them, sharing, would you ever talk about your family or talk about experiences
you've had? Yeah, we always had talked about that.
Were a lot of them considering getting married, or were they just...
Well, now, two of them got married after they, oh, quite a while, probably up in the 30s when they got married.
Uh-huh.
A couple of them had families after that.
Were they thought of as old maids?
Yeah.
But that was a nice term.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was, uh-huh.
It wasn't that they had to rush out and get married because mm-mm. they weren't married?
Mm-mm.
What about men? Could they associate with men?
Sure. The men would dance with them too, just like they did.
Well, I mean, could men come to their homestead and stay with them, or?
Not them days. They had to meet someplace.
Did that ever go on, though? Do you know?
Not that I know of.
I'm curious.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was one teacher we had that I know her boyfriend come and stayed with her. But she was kind of ostracized.
Why?
Because that guy was staying there with her nights.
And people in the community just didn't?
No, they didn't go for that at all.
Do you think she had to worry about having children?
I don't know. I'd think she would have.
I would think so, too.
I don't remember she ever got married. She left here. She was taught over there 1 year, and then she left.
How did people think about the fact that she was a teacher?
They didn't like it. That's why the school board kicked her out, to never give her another contract. Then there's one other girl that had a baby.
The woman that had the baby?
The teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was boarding with these people, and they didn't even know she was pregnant. And one morning they woke up and they heard this baby crying. She'd had it all by herself in the bedroom.
Oh dear. What happened to her?
Well, I don't know. She quit teaching right away.
Uh-huh.
Well, they made her quit teaching. It was in a different district than ours, but they made her quit teaching. I don't know what happened to the baby. But she, well, I guess it doesn't make no difference. She's such a nice girl anyhow. But them days they didn't go for that kind of stuff.
Well, could she have had an abortion?
I don't know, evidently she didn't want to or something.
Mm-hmm. Were there abortions in this area?
Not that I know of.
Because I just talked to someone yesterday who told me that in the Laramie area, there were maybe 3 doctors that did perform abortions.
Mm-hmm.
But that was never talked about? No one?
Not that I know of.
If someone came to you and said, I need help, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have known where to go?
Mm-hmm. But there was one woman, she's my age, she didn't want any youngsters, and she got pregnant, and she let a horse drag her.
Oh, dear.
And then she miscarried.
Uh-huh. Oh. It's a painful way to do it.
Yeah, but that's what she did.
And then did she never have children again?
Mm-mm. No, she never had any.
I wonder if she had to do something after that, if she had an operation, or?
That's what I always wondered, if she had.
Was she a friend of yours?
Well, I went to school, or she went to school in the district next to where we were.
Uh-huh. But you couldn't, she never could talk to you mm-hmm. about that?
No, that, we never talked about it. And they just, well, she was far enough along, so they buried the baby. They just made a wooden box and buried it. And then here about, in 49, I believe it was, her sister's horse died, a little pony. And they buried it and even put a big marker on the grave, cement marker.
You're comparing it to the...
To the baby, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that is very strange.
Mm-hmm.
What about your birth at the maternity houses? What did
mm-hmm.
you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you come into town to have checkups before then?
Mm-hmm.
You would.
Yeah.
Was that a big ordeal to have to come into town for that?
No, not too much. No, we just, You didn't even have to have an appointment them days. You just come in and go up to the doctor's office and tell him what you wanted. And you got it.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah, it is now.
What about for little things, like when you had a child and he was sick or?
Well, in 28 or 30, my husband had an attack of appendicitis, and he got on the Union Pacific train here and went to Cheyenne to the vet's hospital. He was in there 27 days, and the day after I took him down here to get on the train, Leonard came down with diphtheria, and he was the only one in the county that had diphtheria. But I took him down on Saturday. George left on Saturday, and Sunday morning Leonard woke up with this. And we's gone to a ball game down at my uncle's. The men all played ball on Sunday. They had two teams in the community. And I didn't come, and nobody wondered, or everybody wondered why I wasn't there. So after the ball game, my dad come up, and as soon as he come in the house, he says he's got diphtheria, because Dad had been around it when he was a kid, and he said there's a smell there that you never forget. And we brought him into the doctor, and that Sunday night, and old Doc Reed come down and give him a shot and took him home. They didn't put everybody in the hospital in days either. Took him home. And I think it was, he'd come out twice afterwards and looked at him, but that shot just stopped it. And the kid down below the hill, these people with 11 kids, their kid come down with scarlet fever, and he was the only one in the county with scarlet fever.
It's very odd.
Mm-hmm. But I hoed the weeds out of 90 acres of corn after Leonard got good enough so I could take him out in the car and park him along the corn somewhere.
You had to do that because your husband wasn't there.
He wasn't there, and I milked 7 cows night and morning, and I had to pick my beans, and I don't know how many I'd can them after supper at night. Probably 11 o'clock before I got my beans canned. Then get up early the next morning and milk the cows again.
Those must have been very hard days for you.
They were. But he's always happy. No money, but he's happy.
But you had to have been worried.
Yeah, I was.
Did you ever feel like you were isolated?
Pretty much so. No telephones.
What about winter time?
Well, we was pretty much isolated then, too.
But even more so, maybe?
Yeah, more so than in the summertime. Because we'd have big drifts in the roads. And we had to go through a narrow gap. And that was always supposed to snow down there. But we had a mailman that come every other day. And you could order some stuff and he'd bring it out for you.
Yeah. Well, that was good.
Yeah, it was.
Was he your lifelong friend then? Your mailman?
Well, we always liked him.
Yeah. Would you invite him in for coffee when he
was here? No, the mail was too far away.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
From about a half mile. Maybe 3/4 of a mile from the where the mailbox was. Then when we went to town, we'd pay for the grocer for her.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I picked out my groceries at once when they started putting Fleischmann's yeast in a little package by itself. I put it in the cart and it kept falling out, so I stuck it in my pocket. When I got home, I said to George, I said, I didn't pay for that yeast. So the next day, or next time we went to town, I went in, and this old guy, he was always kidding me anyhow. I told him I wanted to pay for that yeast I'd got the week before and didn't pay for it. And he looked at me and he said, "Why, Olive," he said, "I never thought you'd steal." And everybody turned around that was in the store there and looked at me.
You must have been bright red.
I was a bit. That's the last time I ever put anything in my pocket. I always said if I tried to steal something, everybody'd know that if I picked something up.
And everybody did seem to know everything that went on.
Yeah.
What about women liking other women's husbands? Did that ever go on?
I don't think so. I don't know of it. Didn't out in our community anyway.
There were never jealousies between Mm-mm. women? Good. That's the first time I've asked that question. I like that answer.
Yeah. No, everybody just kind of kept to themselves, I guess, or their partner.
What would you do at night? What would you, could you read?
Yeah, we'd read or play cribbage a lot of the times.
Would women get together to play cards?
Not then, but
later.
When we played cards by the minute, we'd go out to different people's homes and we'd play cards. Well, I didn't join no card club till I moved to town here.
Uh-huh.
But after my husband died, I joined one that meets every 2 weeks on Tuesday, and then one that meets once a month on Wednesday, another one once a month on the last Monday of the month at night. So I belong to 4 card clubs, and then I substitute in quite a few of them. Brownie Scott substitutes in some, or she's a member, and I substitute in her group sometimes.
On this biographical form, you say you're a substitute matron at Ladies' Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, it's a bathroom, really.
Uh-huh.
There's 2 stools in it, and you have to sterilize them every night. And then mop the floor once a week, or if it needs it in between, you back in the bathroom, you have to wipe it up for it every night, because little boys come in too.
Uh-huh.
And I do that whenever the lady wants me to come down.
Do you do that for additional income?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of having a regular job? More regular than that, say?
No, I can't do that anymore. That 2 weeks is just about, well, it was 3 days over 2 weeks this time when she took her vacation.
Uh-huh.
See, I'll be 75 years old in December.
I forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're not like a 75-year-old I've ever met before. Must be that homesteading background.
Could be. But up until I was 69, I guess it was, when this arthritis hit me. I used to substitute in the school lunchroom, too.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I had to quit that.
Do you like working?
Yeah. Just I can't do much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't raise a garden anymore because I can't handle a hoe anymore. The last two and a half years, one or the other, my hands have been messed up. My feet, both feet were messed up.
Why did you move into town?
Well, my husband started working out here at they used to call it a check station, the revenue department of it,
mm-hmm.
out there. And so we moved into town.
Did you feel like you were giving up?
Yeah, I did at first because I had to give up my cow and my chickens. That was the hardest part of moving into town.
Yeah. Did you ever want to protest and say that you wanted to stay there?
No. No, he got the better job, much better job, so we just went with that. And, I don't remember how. He worked 3 years out there. That's when he got leukemia. He lived almost 7 years with leukemia.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back in yours again.
Okay.
Why don't I turn this over first?
What were the Prohibition years like?
We had three, moonshiners out there. One was one of my uncles.
You're very close to it.
Yeah. But my dad or my husband, none of us ever messed with moonshine. There are a lot of them.
You mean in making it?
In making it, mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to your uncle?
He never got caught. He had his still in the basement, and this other guy, he had his down the sand hills. I don't know how he done it down there.
Uh-huh. But they got away with it.
Yeah.
Did other people know about it?
Yeah, because they got to bringing it to the dances. That's what broke up our dances.
What do you mean?
Oh, they got to bring the liquor, and too many of them was getting drunk.
And then you didn't have dances anymore for a while? But then after those years, then you started having dances?
Yeah, they started mostly card parties after that.
Yeah. Did you drink?
Nope, never did.
How did you feel about Prohibition, though, at the law?
Well, they had it anyway, so they could just well had it, and it'd been better stuff. Because some of that, I guess, was awful potent, the way some of them acted after they drank it.
Did women drink?
Not so much them days.
Uh-huh. What about, was there a temperance league in town?
Mm-hmm. I belonged to that for a while.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't you, wasn't it kind of a job to turn in the moonshiners?
Well, there wasn't moonshining then. That was after we moved into town that I joined.
Oh. But you weren't a member during the Prohibition years?
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Were there other members of it during those years?
Was not out there.
Not out there?
Mm-mm. No, they never had a, what is it they call it, Ladies Christian Temperance Union?
Well, were you separated then from the law forces out there?
Pretty much so.
Because your uncle and the other man didn't have to really worry about getting raided?
Well, now one time they raided the one guy, but they never did my uncle that I know of.
And did he have to shut down?
Yeah, they found his still. They was watching him. Somebody squealed on him.
Yeah.
And the law enforcement officers come out and they even told him where the still was, and Walter went down there to burn off a bunch or something, whatever they did, cook it off or something. They picked him up, took his still and everything. It was quite a thing, I guess, the way they told it, all of the wires, copper wires to run that through.
Mm-hmm. Did you forbid alcohol in your house?
No, my husband would take a drink once in a while.
How did you feel since you didn't drink and it was illegal?
Well, that he didn't drink when it was illegal. Drink. No, it was later years when he had a bottle of something. It was after my brother-in-law came there to stay with us. He usually had a quart bottle of something up there with what they called rock candy, I believe it was. He'd put that down in there, and then that was cough syrup.
did
did you say that not many women drank, but
not that I know of. I don't think there's very many of them do.
Do you see women as being independent in those years?
No, huh? They weren't then, I don't think. Although, I'd done just about whatever I wanted to do. I think most of the rest of them might have done.
But there were still things that you couldn't do?
That we didn't want to do.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Yeah.
What were some of those things, too?
Well, the drinking, and that's about the only thing, I guess.
What about working outside the home?
I worked out in the field after I was married. And some of other women did, too.
Do you see that as different from working in, say, a store?
Yeah, because he's your own boss there.
Yeah, that would be a lot nicer then.
Mm-hmm.
And plus it was for your own...
Yeah, it's for
your own home.
Mm-hmm.
It was still in the family.
Yeah.
What about during the Depression years? Did women ever have to go outside the home to get work, to bring in some pay?
Yeah, we would go pick potatoes for different people that needed some pickers.
You would do that?
Mm-hmm.
That must have been hard work.
Yeah, it was. My sister helped cook, and my dad and brother, and George and I, we'd go pick up potatoes, and my sister took care of the Leonard.
How did you feel about the government then? Did you think they were doing all they could for the people?
Yeah, I believe they was. I always thought they were anyway. Now they're doing too much for some people, not enough for others, I think.
Would women get together and discuss what was happening? Would they air their views?
Not too much. When we got together, we just mostly visiting about different things that happened at home and around the community.
But when you're talking about what was going on in the community, you are talking still about some of the political issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like who's running for what office.
Mm-hmm.
In those
years. We did that. We talked about who was running and which one we think would be the best. But we never argued politics or church or religion.
Why was that?
I don't know. Nobody did. We just...
There wasn't that one woman that always brought it up.
Well, there was one woman, but she didn't stay in our club very long.
Who was she? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember her name. She was always pushing her church down your throat.
Oh. Did she talk politics?
Not too much, but mostly church.
Was there ever a woman that talked politics a lot?
Not too much them days.
How did you feel... You were still very young then, but how did you feel about Mrs. Ross's campaign?
I was glad when she got elected. I don't know if it was just for Wyoming that I was happy that she got in or why it was, but I think she was a pretty good governor.
Why do you think she was defeated the next time?
I think it was mostly because she was a woman. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think women have a place in politics?
Yes, I do.
Would you vote for a woman governor today?
Yeah, I would. If one would run, I'd run and vote for her.
What do you think of Thyra Thompson?
I like her. But I don't like her as well as I did when she first went in office.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I think some of her ways have changed. I don't know if they have or not, but just from...
She's more of a political person?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see some change in the pattern of what
the political concerns were, from the roads to other things. What were some of the other things that...
Well, the schools, when they consolidated the schools, that, and we had a lot of money in our district when they took us into Torrington.
Yeah.
And they raised our taxes and all that good stuff.
How'd you feel? How did you feel about taxes?
Well, we had to pay them, so we just kind of took them as they come. Now, being I'm a widow of a World War I veteran, I get $2,000 exemption on this place that I'm living in, which helps a lot.
It must, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about Social Security?
That's what I'm living on. And I got our homestead. I still got that out there, but my brother-in-law lives on that. He's in the hospital right now, and my daughter-in-law just told me that he wasn't very good last night again.
Oh, dear.
He had a big cancer about the size of a man's hand in his lower colon.
Oh.
He's 80. He was 84 years old in June. So I don't know if he's going to come out of it or not. And he pays me some rent on my place.
So you still own it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still own the homestead.
Did you have to, when your husband died, did you have to pay an inheritance tax on it?
No, because my name was on everything.
How did you do that? How did you think to
do that? The first time he went to the hospital, he had my name put on everything. The only thing I had to probate was the brand. And I still got the brand. And that my daughter's got. Leonard got, I don't know what he did get, but Georgia wanted the brand. A VZ. No. Ours was a Triangle C. All in one piece. Triangle, mm-hmm. then a C on the end of it.
Were you concerned about what would have happened to your homestead when you moved into town?
No, because my brother-in-law took over out there when we left. He just stayed there. He lived with us all them years.
Uh-huh. So it was all set.
Mm-hmm.
Did your children ever consider?
Yeah, they want me to keep it. The taxes have gone up every year, but I still keep paying the taxes.
Yeah.
And then my brother-in-law that lives there, he takes care of the wells and the fence. Oh, he don't pay me too much rent, $1.50 an acre. But with the posts, the price they are now, and everything on the windmills, why? I think I'm getting pretty good rent out of it.
When did you get your first windmill?
When we moved onto the house, or onto the place.
Uh-huh.
We got our...
When you were working out during the Depression, picking potatoes and stuff, where would the money you made go? What exactly did it go to?
It just went in the pot. It was our money, it wasn't mine.
Uh-huh. And it was just survival money.
Yeah. Mostly for survival money.
And you had to pay taxes during those years?
Oh, yeah. But groceries wasn't near as much. And, well, we didn't have to buy as much because we had our own meat and milk and butter and eggs, chickens.
Right. I'm running out of questions.
I think you're doing pretty good.
Do you have any favorite stories that you want to tell me?
Right now, I can't think of any. That one about them people forgetting their boy at the dance is the best one.
That was good.
Well, when we first started homesteading, the ranchers, they didn't like the homesteaders that come out there to farm. They called them Wrinkle Bellies.
Right. You told me that last time we were together.
Yeah, and they would tear up, they'd go put a rope around the homesteader's house and horses would pull it over. They'd cut the fences, but they never did cut my dad's fence. I don't know if they felt sorry for him or what, them three kids. I just imagine that was it because they never did cut our fences.
Were they threatened by the homesteaders coming in?
Oh, yeah.
Did they feel that they were getting free land? Or?
Yeah, see, they didn't have theirs fenced at all.
Mm-hmm.
When they started fencing, the homesteaders started fencing, like, they thought they was losing out on some free grass or something.
So how do you feel about big ranchers?
Well, they're all right, I think. Really, I do. But them days, it was kind of nasty. But it was mostly, wasn't the owner of the ranch so much as his cowboys that he had.
Uh-huh.
He had some kind of rough and tough cowboys.
Well, was your husband a cowboy for a while?
Mm-hmm.
No, he just...
He and his brother raised horses. They just had horses.
What about the ranch women? Were they very rich?
They was better fixed than the homesteader was. I don't know how much, but... Them days you didn't get out and associate with people so much because it was too far in between places.
But like, in one area, at one of your dances, there wouldn't be a
lot.
Yeah,
afterwards they'd start coming to the dances that we had.
What about the railroaders? Was there a difference between the homesteaders and them?
No, we never had any trouble with the railroaders. In fact, my husband went up there and worked. They had a strike on the railroad, and my husband and his brother went up there and worked for the, must have been the Burlington where they worked, and the CF&I, because both of them go through Guernsey. They worked at the roundhouse up there.
What is the roundhouse?
That's where they turn the engine around.
Do you remember when that was?
Must have been in the early 20s. It was after George came home from the army. He came home in 1919. He and Jess went up there and worked. But the guy, the railroaders, they was pretty nasty to the guys that, well, they picketed them like they do now, because they didn't want them to come up there and work.
Would your husband be called a strike breaker?
I imagine.
Because he crossed the line?
Mm-hmm. He crossed the line and went to work.
And he had to because he needed money?
Needed money, and they needed to get the trains running.
But what about the men that were striking? What were they striking for?
More money.
How did you feel about that?
Well, you couldn't blame them anyway, I guess. But I don't like the way the guys are striking now because they're getting so blamed much in that every time they get a raise, why, everything else goes up too. But them days, they wasn't getting too much money.
Did you think about the women at home and what they had to make do with?
I don't think I did.
I'm just curious about maybe that they all had to work together. Make do.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't have been getting any pay then while they were striking.
No, they wouldn't, huh? I know my cousin's husband was working for the railroad and they just didn't have nothing. We had more than they did. That was later years. But at that strike, there was another one up there. The same way with the mines when they strike.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend that he worked up there at Rock Springs in the mine. They had their home and all paid for. And they went out on strike and they lost their home and everything.
Oh dear.
So I don't really know. I guess some strikes are all right, but otherwise I don't think they are.
Yeah. I guess it depends.
Yeah. But them days they wasn't getting much money. Probably 50 cents an hour, maybe.
Yeah.
In 10 hours a day, you wouldn't get much money.
Right. And a whole family lived on it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about women working today?
I think it's all right. They have to work, most of them.
Yeah.
To keep a family going.
That's a funny question to ask when you have a daughter that's working, I guess.
Yeah, well, she has to work because she hasn't got a husband.
Yeah. And that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. But where you got a big family, I don't see how they get along.
Yeah. Would you like to stop now?
Yeah, that's all right.